We'd like to begin this program by acknowledging the Noongar people as the traditional owners of these lands and waters that we are coming together to have a yarn. I pay my respects to the elders past, present and emerging. It is our privilege to be on Whadjuk Noongar Boodja.
Hey listeners, welcome back to Yoga's Yarning on Noongar Radio 100.9 FM, and you're with Paulina and Sharon G. Hey Paulina.
Hey Sharon, it's great to be on show with you again tonight.
And with you as well.
Looking forward to tonight's show. We've got some great Yorkers on the radio tonight.
Yeah, we've got the Marindas, and that's off the back of their recent gig down at Mojo's in North Fremantle last Friday night. And yeah, what an awesome show that was, Paulina.
I heard it was amazing. I'm so sad I missed it.
Yeah, we were really looking forward to having you there at their event, and those girls are absolutely rocking it. And yeah, they were there with friends and family, and it was almost a packed house.
How awesome. And I heard that their costumes were amazing as well.
Oh, absolutely. And Christelle, she designs all the costumes, and Candace is actually the seamstress to all of those costumes as well. They were totally rocking it. You should have seen their boots. They had like diamantes on their heels, and yeah, they're really kicking it up down there.
Well, the next time that they're in Perth, I'll have to definitely check out the track. Girls, if you are listening, it was my first week back at work and I was in bed by 8 o'clock on Friday night. So that doesn't usually happen for me, but I was super tired. But I'll definitely come and check out your show next time. And we've also got Lillian Marita on tonight's show. She's a friend of yours?
She is Miss Western Australia. And she's going to be having an upcoming cocktail event, raising money for breast cancer. So her event is on June the 3rd, so that's Saturday, June the 3rd, and tickets are available from her Facebook page, so Miss Western Australia.
So make sure you keep listening because we've got those two interviews coming up, the Marindas and Lillian Marita. We're going to start off tonight by playing some music for you, Janet Jackson, All For You.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Anthony.
Guess what?
What?
Guess where I am.
I am
Mojo's Fremantle, and you would not believe who I am in the VIP green room, or should I say the red room.
Whoa.
We've got the Marindas. Here we are.
Christelle.
For their one and only show down here in Fremantle tonight. Christelle and Candace, how you ladies been?
Very good, thank you. It's just been a wonderful ride, you know, leaving Perth, going to Melbourne, making music together, and yeah, it's been pretty awesome.
And finally coming back home to Noongar Boodja. Like, it's been about over 2 years since I've been back home.
You miss here?
Yes, very much.
You know what? I had a double take. Like, it's been a while since I saw you. Was it the last time I saw you, your last gig was at Hyde Park?
Possibly our going away gig that we did.
You don't remember?
I can't even remember.
That must have been a good night, Christelle. You can't even remember that night. Yeah. I was there and that was packed out. So, yeah, good way to say goodbye. I know you guys have been busy recording, you know, doing the hard slog as artists do. You got your own home studio now.
Yeah.
So I know, is it Complicated?
Our latest EP,
When you say EP, how many tracks is on that?
Four. So it's recorded onto a vinyl.
Yeah.
On vinyl, so Melbourne-esque.
The Melbourne vinyl. It's an EP that Christelle and I wrote and produced together last year during lockdown. And I think, you know, the main song being Complicated was...
during the COVID times.
Yeah, during COVID times, just thinking like everything's just too complicated, but we should be out here celebrating because, you know, that's what we love to do. Marindas love to party and we love to put on the party.
And you do know how to party.
Yes, we do. But, yeah, this EP was actually done in a little hotel room because Candace and I locked ourselves away and we just went on our little own songwriting retreat and we're hoping to go on another one so we can record another album for next year.
Awesome. Which hotel did you stay at? Was that in Melbourne?
Yes, Melbourne.
Yeah, down by the beach, down near Brighton.
Oh, nice, Brighton. Okay, cool. So how are you finding the vibe there? Is Perth kind of like, you know, wait a while? Is it really Perth, wait a while, and Melbourne's hip and happening in the music scene?
Yeah, I think... I think for us as creators, we wanted to evolve and be inspired by new things. So, you know, travelling to Melbourne, which just kind of blew our minds, just the amount of bands and music that we haven't seen, you know. Obviously, there's a lot of amazing bands here in WA, but going to the East Coast, we got to, like, connect with, like, everybody there and write new music and also break away from the Motown tribute that we had going that was very successful in WA, but yeah. We had to write our own original music for the
And I'm glad you did.
Yeah, because we wanted to tell our story and we wanted to, you know, we're creative, so...
You are.
Yeah.
You guys are true artists, and I've been following your journey along the way. I mean, when you guys were working at Noongar Radio, volunteering at Noongar Radio when I first met you there, and the forming of the Mirandas, there was three, there was two, then there was almost three again, and there's come back to two, but the two best have stayed together, and no, it's just, you know, and you will and truly establish yourselves now, you know, there's no going back from here.
Yeah, no, definitely not. No.
It's been, 9 years, I think, just over nine years that we've been singing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
9 years together.
9 years that we've been singing together. So that's commitment. And we're soul sisters. Like.
Oh. Tell us about Complicated. So who's the songwriter?
So when we did this EP, it was basically Candace producing the music in the hotel room, and I was listening to what she was playing, and then I pretty much was writing the lyrics and the melodies, and we sort of just formed it that way. So a lot different, but it worked really, really well for the both of us.
Mm. Now, I was listening to that song. We were listening to that song. The lyrics are kind of like, had us thinking, you're like, I just put it out there. It's kind of like, gender crossing? Am I picking up a vibe there or what?
Gender crossing? You know what? We love to make our music for anybody. Like, we want it to be universal.
Inclusive.
Very inclusive. So anyone listening to our music can just relate in some way. And it's not
that's
so...
That's right. Yeah. Thought, actually.
That's the vibe we're picking up too, Sharon. Hey, when we're listening to it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I was like, wow.
Love the film clip.
Yeah. Besotted.
And now, the outfits, Anthony.
Go on,
those beautiful outfits.
Yeah. So they made them themselves. They've been making their outfits for ages.
Yeah, that's right. We just...
Correction, Candace makes all our outfits.
Oh, you're very humble, Christelle.
Yeah, well, we designed them together, and I think from the very start, from the Motown days, we made our own sequin dresses and caftans and stuff, so...
But Candace has gotten so much better since we first started, so now I'm, like, requesting more better things for us to wear.
Yeah.
And the things are getting more trickier, but Candace delivers all the time.
You've upped your order.
Yes. Yeah.
And your style.
Yeah,
you guys are looking like serious hardcore artists now. Like, I've been I looked at some of the earlier outfits. Went, gosh. I'll be honest. I was like, not quite my thing.
My town, and the song.
Yeah, actually, and you're right. It fitted that era.
Yeah.
But now, you found your groove, ladies. You found your groove. And I'll be honest. I see a bit of culture in some of the outfits as well. Was that intentional? A little bit, I do.
Like, maybe, to put little elements every now and then.
The last album.
We like to just mix it up and just
like our music.
Be free and creative,
It's pretty much relate to our music.
Yeah. Awesome. So...
We're playing all of our original music from our album.
Sunrise?
Our EP, Sunrise, just everything, I think, minus one or two songs. Yeah.
I think we're going to get up and have a dance to that. That's really funky. That's like hip house almost.
Yeah, it's like a pop mixed with like EDM, hip-hop, R&B. Yeah.
Do you know, I still play your stuff. I still haven't forgotten you guys. I still play it on Noongar Radio. Do you know that? I still do. And on Saturday nights, because we can play anything, I'm like, let's have a look at the Mirandas list here. And so we're pretty excited that, you know, you got new stuff out. You know, because you're over there, you're kind of almost out of sight, out of mind. And then you hear you coming back, you're still keeping in touch, you know, with your Perth mob and friends and your fans and out there. Because that last gig, that farewell gig, that was solidly packed with a lot of Perth musos. It was very mixed. It wasn't all blackfellas, it was very mixed.
Yeah, I don't think we could have done it without the support of the Perth community, you know, and our mob. Because, you know...
They love you.
Yeah.
And you, Krista.
Well, we'll see tonight who rocks up. Nah.
Yeah, now that's a good point. Now, it is kind of COVID and cold, and we have kind of seen, even now, some of our friends in other bands, we've seen the numbers drop off. Who cares? You know, it's a small place. There's four people here. There's four.
We booked it.
There's 40. Yeah, smart thinking. And they've been flogging. I mean, Sharon here and Paulina from Yorga's Yarning, they played your interview the other night.
Yeah, that's right. And so grateful that you ladies shared that time with us. And can I ask some of my questions now too?
Yeah,
okay.
You can.
Yeah, just also wanted to find out if you've got any upcoming events during Reconciliation Week that you can share with our listeners.
Apart from tonight?
Well, tomorrow morning we're off to Newman.
Oh,
so we're going there for the Reconciliation Ball up there.
Nice. Yeah. Are you planning this, seeing it?
Yeah, we're playing. That's why we're in Perth at the moment, really. We're just laying over for the event tomorrow in Newman. So we thought, you know, why not put on a gig of Mojo's last minute? So
sweet. Yeah, just the way you roll.
Yeah.
Just keep it cool. Any other questions, Sharon?
Yeah, when I was talking to Pauline tonight, she just said, do you guys have any rituals before and after the show? Like, is there anything that you like to do?
Anything legal?
yes, I like to talk a lot.
Yeah.
I talk a lot, whereas Candace is different. She likes to just stay calm.
Introspective.
And, yeah. Right.
She's meditating.
Other than that, I think it's just, I just get myself hyped up and talk a lot and smile and make sure our costume and hair and makeup's all good.
Your hair, by the way, ladies, your hair is looking seriously rocking cool, beautiful.
I haven't finished it yet.
Oh, you haven't finished it? Okay, let me get on with it. Your hair looks amazing.
Like, you know, there's so much things to think about, like the hair, the shoes, the stockings, the costumes, the
lotion.
The lipstick.
The scents, the lipstick, the hair, everything.
Perfume.
TMI. That's it. Well, yeah. And everything else. So a bit of tape. What do they call that tape that holds everything up?
Yeah, that won't hold it up.
No, that won't. Okay, we'll get a staple gun or something. But do you guys actually play instruments as well?
Like we do when we're
on stage. I don't think I've always seen you sing and perform.
Yeah, we are doing. I usually do a bit of keys on stage, but probably not tonight because. You know,
it's a mellow gig.
Yeah, mellow gig, and also, I don't have a mic stand, so it's going to be difficult.
Oh, you should have told me. I've got all that. My place. Next time you're in Perth, I've got all that. I've got Shure 58 mics. I've got band quality stuff.
For the big one.
Okay.
It's a big wireless mic set.
Right, okay.
Anyway, that's talking a little technical.
Yeah, that's all right. That's okay. We got some technical people out there. I've got a Rode wireless mic. And Sharon and Gina, we co-hosted on behalf of Noongar Radio a show at the Perth Town Hall to raise funds for, a charity in Kenya.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a great time.
Yeah.
So what do you think of the vibe? Because my friend who's a rockabilly, he's been playing in the band scene for 14 years. Come back to Perth. And he's got a gig at the Beaufort Tavern on Saturday nights. G'day, Wayne, if you're listening, Jetstar. Yeah. But he reckons Perth vibe has changed a lot. And I was just wondering if the Marindas have picked up a change in vibe. We kind of had a chance to get out a little bit?
I guess we wouldn't really know because we haven't been here for a while. But I know, like, as we're leaving Melbourne, I know that it was really hard to get people into venues because since now everything's streaming and everything's online, people are finding it really difficult to get out of their house to a live gig. So, you know, I think we were in the safe zone doing cover songs, obviously, because it sells itself.
Yeah.
But when we started to do original music, it was really hard to try and get that attention to, you know. But on the East Coast, it's a different story.
They welcome original.
Yeah, the live scene is so big there and everyone's really supportive.
Christelle's just putting on a hand moisturiser right during the...
See, it's all about the lotions.
Why don't we all have some lotion? I want some lotion. Spread that lotion around. but I'm finding that the Perth club and night scene and the music scene, band scene, has definitely picked up here in Perth. Seriously.
Really? I'd love to see that, yeah.
Okay.
We're looking forward to coming back and spending more time here in Perth, I think, next time. Hopefully this year again, early, like in 2 months or something. If not, it'll be next year.
Right, okay.
But, yeah, we want to come back with our band and do more shows.
Okay, about your band. I've got to go there to, can I talk about your hubby, Bright? Okay. No?
Nah.
Okay. He's doing his own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Cut that one out.
Yeah, okay. I'll edit that one out. It's cool. Remember to edit that one out.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not doing anything. He's not doing music. Yeah.
Edit right out.
Yeah. Cool. Next question. Sharon, how's your questions going?
Oh, I was just wanting to know if you had time to catch up with family yet.
No.
This
is just
Tonight, and then I think probably an hour at the airport on Sunday, but we're going straight back home.
Keep it nice and nice and brief.
Yeah, I would have loved to have stayed back, but got work.
Yeah,
these ladies are very career focused. Yeah.
Christelle's in a theatre show at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, tell us about that. No, tell me about that.
Yeah.
So I'm in a theatre show called The Return. So I've been lucky enough to be the understudy role, but I've also got shows through it. But I have to be on call for the whole rest of the week. So it's been long rehearsals and fitting it all in, but I'm enjoying it.
Thanks, Candice and Crystal, for having a yarn to Anthony and Sharon G. We appreciate the time you gave during your very busy show last Friday.
Thanks, Mob.
Big love. Mwah.
The Marindas are on Instagram and Facebook. Go follow and like their page to keep up with the latest. They've mentioned they are going to Newman for a reconciliation performance, so shout out to everyone in Newman and keep an eye out for the Marindas. Stay tuned as we have the deadly sister girl, Lillian, winner of Miss West Australian, up next. You're listening to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio.
Staying happy and healthy is all about doing what makes you feel good. So take time to enjoy yourself. It can be as simple as chucking on your favourite music, or get artistic and settling for some painting. Or why not get away from it all and open a good book? Keeping yourself happy and healthy is in your hands. So stay strong, look after you and your mob. Strongspiritstrongmind.com.au.
Station sponsor.
Hey you young fellas, remember to go to school. It's your future. So make it a good one by going to school.
I'm Delilah Harris and you're listening to Noongar Radio.
Hey, Sharon.
Hey, Anthony.
What's new?
Co-hosting with you.
Welcome to the Noongar Radio Request Show.
Aw, thank you. Our listeners can SMS their song requests and shout-outs to 0476-797-601.
That's right. You request it, we play it live with Anthony Ward and...
Sharon G.
Saturday nights between 7 and 10pm on 100.9 FM.
Noongar Radio.
Woo!
Welcome back to Yorkers Yarning on 100.9 FM. Our next guest is none other than Miss West Australian winner, Lillian Morita.
Hi, Lillian. Hi, Lillian. Sharon G and Paulina here from Yorkers Yarning, Noongar Radio Perth. How are you going tonight?
Hi, Sharon. Hi. Nice to meet you, Sharon. Thank you.
I heard you're heading off to a party.
I am at Eritrean Independence Day party, so I'm having a wonderful night over here celebrating with the Eritreans. It's a beautiful night, unity, we are uniting all.
Oh, that sounds awesome. So you've got a lot going on there in the background, and I understand you've been doing some talks about your Miss Western Australia role.
Yes.
So I'm going to hand you over to Paulina now. She's got a couple of questions for you.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Thanks for joining us tonight. Firstly, congratulations on your Miss West Australian role. And I just wanted to ask you, how's it going so far? How's your reign as Miss Western Australian going?
This is going pretty well. I'm enjoying it. I'm having fun working with the communities and leaders here and there, which is so awesome.
Awesome. So what's the best part about being Mrs. West Australia? Is it working with the community, or have you got some other things that you're really enjoying?
Today, I'm invited to Eritrean community. It is their Independence Day, so I came over to celebrate with them. It is an awesome night meeting with various people, various community leaders and community workers. So we're working together, and it's a beautiful night so far.
Sounds great. So lots of community work you've got going on.
I have quite a few projects, but the one at hand, I have Teresa Cancer Fundraising Cocktail Party, which is coming on the 3rd of June. How exciting is that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Tell us more about that, Lillian. What's the drive behind your cancer cocktail fundraiser?
Oh, wait. My drive came from my mom, who I'm honoring. She's a cancer survivor. And I witnessed her suffering from breast cancer, lacking of funds for her treatment until she had to lose her land for her to afford the treatment. So this gave birth to me a passion and mission to make sure that I help the community, especially women, to afford treatment, screenings, and cessation, and all that. So that is my drive behind this cocktail party on 3rd June.
So it's a cause very close to your heart.
It is quite important. It's very important to me. To help the community is very important, and to help a woman, it's actually very important, because a woman is a very important figure in the community. She is the platform.
And so, Lillian, the funds that are raised from this event, they'll go back to...
All the proceedings from this event are going straight to support women and patients suffering from cancer. for education, training, sensitization, and also for early treatment and detection of cancer treatment. Yeah.
Sounds amazing. Your mum must be very proud of you to be organising this event.
Thank you.
How do people book for your event? How do people get more information about this event that you're hosting?
Everyone, you can find me on Facebook, Lillian Marita. You will find the ticket link over there. Please purchase your ticket. Let's come together, join hands, unity is power. Let us support this good cause and save lives.
And what can people expect at the event on that night? What are you guys going to be doing?
We have so many exciting activities. We have raffles. We have a silent auction. We have our fashion designers from Perth, our beautiful and talented designers. We have fashion show, which is running amazing, that has never been seen in Perth.
And if you don't have an MC, I'm sure Anthony would love to do that. And
oh, yeah,
it.
We have our Black Guy MC, Anthony Ward.
Oh, he is your MC. Oh, okay.
How lucky are you, Lillian?
I'm so lucky to have Anthony Ward, the Black Guy MC. He's so lovely, so enticing. He's just motivating. He's so motivational, yeah.
How fun. That'll be awesome.
Yes.
So, Lillian, do you have a song that you would like to request?
I would like to request a song by Ari Pacho. It goes by Celestic African Woman.
We've got one that we thought we might play for you as well called The Beautiful Black Woman by
Phil Moncrief.
Oh, wonderful. I love that.
You do? Beautiful. Oh, fantastic. We can play that song up for you next, Lillian. And wanted to really, like, thank you for your time tonight. I know that you're rushing off because you have an event, but I really want to thank you for your time here tonight.
Thank you so much, Lillian. It was great chatting with you, and wish you all the very best of luck on your event.
Thank you so much, the entire crew of Nyunga Radio, and I'm inviting everyone listening. Tell your aunt, tell your friend, tell your neighbour. Let us meet on Friday, the 3rd of June, and support this good cause.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Lillian, and we'll catch up on Yorga's Yarning. So thank you so much for your time this evening. So we're going to go out with a song for you, which is Phil Moncrief, and it's called Beautiful Black Woman.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lillian.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.
Hey, it's Sky. You're listening to 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio Perth.
Welcome back to Yorga's Yarning on 100.9 FM and Digital Noongar Radio. I hope you're all having a great Reconciliation Week so far. I wanted to let you know of some really great events that are happening in Boorloo over the next couple of days. There's a walk happening at King's Park this Friday, the 3rd of June. It's happening from 10:30 in the morning until 2:30. So it's a walk for reconciliation. If you want some more information about that, you can go to nrw.reconciliation.org.au. There's also a Reconciliation Week movie and screening happening as well. After the screening, there will be Elders Yarning, and the documentary that they're screening is called In My Blood It Runs. This is a must-see documentary that is told in the perspective of a young 10-year-old boy, Juran. So this powerful story is told from his perspective, depicting his struggles to balance his traditional upbringing. And he's originally from Alice Springs. So he talks about the struggles that he faces with trying to live his traditional life, and how that unfortunately doesn't necessarily get supported in the school system. So as a teacher myself, I watched that documentary, and I found that it was just incredibly sad to think that our education system is really letting down this young boy, and I'm sure many others like him. So certainly something to watch, and to make sure that you pass it on and let other people to watch it as well, because it's very, very important documentary. If you want some more information for that screening, you can contact the City of Belmont on 94777442. So reconciliation, we all know it's more than a word, it takes action. And this year's theme is Be Brave, Make Change.
Hi, we're the Marindas, and you're listening to Yorga's Yarning on 100.9 FM Noongar Radio.